This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wildfires ripping up California. I just came from there. It's awful. We'll talk about that. And also on the Hill, Senator Franken resigning. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Perfect way to kick this thing off with Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News. Bob, wow, hello. And how about Senator Al Franken? A lot of people were surprised by that, but more and more women keep coming forward. And he said that his resignation would take effect in a couple of weeks, and he felt he wasn't going to be effective.
Well, Kate, that's right. And now they're talking. This is through the grapevine, but they're talking now about the fact, well, if Roy Moore gets elected, maybe he'll stay. I think it's a little too late, you know, once you announce something like that. But they actually have talked about that. It just shows how scattered actually everything is in Washington, D.C. right now. And also, Kate, one thing that's strange about Senator Franken is that, you know, he was going to go to the Ethics Committee. He asked to go to the Ethics Committee. And everybody kind of said, okay, fine. And then one colleague, well, from New York, said, no, you've got to go. Then another. Then they got up to 30. And then Al Franken said, okay, I'm going to leave. But I just wanted to point out it was okay in the sense that, you know, people were worried about it out there. But they were saying, okay, go to the Ethics Committee. It just started to mount, you know, one after the other, and that ended it.
Wow.
And did you hear about Trent Franks? He's resigned from Arizona today.
Yeah.
He did. And then another member is going to the Ethics Committee. And speaking of Roy Moore, I don't know if you got it, but I sent, have you had a chance to see the campaign piece that they put out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Whoever is the campaign manager, if I were Roy Moore, who's running, I mean, Roy Moore's opponent, you want to kind of chase him down and, you know, possibly take a bullwhip to the guy. I mean, it's just unbelievable what he's done.
Yeah, and we're talking about Doug Jones.
Right.
And we're talking about the campaign flyer that was sent to black people in Alabama. And it started, as you're saying, this backlash social media-wise for Doug Jones, who's trying to actually mobilize black voters against Roy Moore. And the flyer that's been circulating, so everybody knows what Bob's talking about, is it's a picture of a black man who has this look like, what? In his eyes, kind of, and he says, think if a black man went after high school girls, anyone would try to make him senator? Question mark. So a lot of people who have gotten it have posted it on Twitter. They're saying it's out of touch, it's insensitive, it's ridiculous. So what were they thinking is what I would say.
Oh, the visual on it, you know, you described it well. And when you look at it, I mean, it's just, talk about outreach to African Americans, forget it. I mean, the campaign made maybe a fatal mistake. So Roy Moore, Roy Moore right now is tight.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. It already was tight, and maybe it just got even a little bit tighter, though. I mean, that's for sure. There's other things to talk about, too, including this. It's an interesting thing that you sent me, and I was looking at it, too, about some of these openings at the State Department. Boy, and there's a lot of counties that don't have Senate-confirmed U.S. ambassador in place, for example, countries, rather, including big places. I didn't even realize this, like South Korea, Jordan, etc. How come there's so many openings?
Well, that's right. And, you know, no one is paying attention to this story. I'm so glad you're talking about it because it's just so underplayed, especially with, you know, everything that's going on. The State Department has over 30 slots that haven't been filled. Now, there are 11 that are pending, but there are 30-some empty slots. Now, people have stepped up that, you know, are temporarily running it. And Tillerson, the Secretary of State, Kate, said, well, you know, we've got some good people running. running this, but the fact remains they're temporary people, and, you know, what type of ability will they have when they're not officially in the key positions? But it also includes Saudi Arabia, Syria, Iraq, the positions of ambassadors in those countries. With North Korea and all that's going on, there's not only someone missing for the position of South Korea, but also the heads of the State Department areas that deal with ballistic missiles, that deal with, you know, a lot of issues with weaponry and atomic weaponry. Those are unfilled positions, too. When I saw this, I thought, unbelievable. I mean, I had not had any comprehension that you would have 30-some unfilled slots when it comes to the State Department around the world.
Yeah. Crazy. I mean, really, if you think about it. And then it becomes important, of course, when something happens. Sometimes in the most innocuous, we'll call it places, that's when you need the ambassador. And then you don't have them there for various reasons. Yeah.
That's correct. And a lot of times, having an ambassador in place will help with, you know, problems that erupt, serious situations that can occur, misunderstandings between our country and another. If you've got a human being there that's, you know, functioning, and plus it sends a signal to the country. You know, if major countries don't have a representative from the United States, then it almost says to them that they're not really that important, you know, to have somebody right now.
Yeah, wow. Another thing that's happening, and it's something you dealt with when you were in Congress, is, of course, the Gaza Strip. And there's more clashes, if you will, there, and more wounded over the occupied West Bank. Is this riddle ever going to be solved?
You know, I don't know, and I would say that, you know, this could have been a bargaining chip, because that's what really Jerusalem and the division is and has been historically since, you know, 1995, when the piece of legislation passed. Bob Dole, by the way, I think had raised that bill to the level where it, you know, got passed. And Katie was one of those bills where people would pledge and make commitments, but they never expected a piece of legislation to actually have a vote. And then it did, but it gave this six-month loophole. And President Trump is the first one that actually, you know, said, well, I'm going to move ahead on the embassy. What that does is sends a signal that the United States has made a definite decision, period, and it's all towards Israel. And Israel, you know, of course, is our friend. But it sends a signal to the Palestinians, and of course, there's disruption now in the West Bank over it. But also, it doesn't put us in a very key bargaining position. So maybe Europe will step in. Of course, Europe is against what we've done anyway. It's about, you know, kind of a bargaining game and who's got the chips. And right now, unless Donald Trump has a strategy, I don't think that we'll be regarded as an entity, as a country that can really be fair with the Palestinians, and that's what this is sort of about.
Yeah, boy. Bob Ney, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Yeah, so you heard, of course, Bob Ney bringing up Doug Jones and this backlash over the campaign flyer and the Republicans that are supporting Roy Moore. Certainly people working with Roy Moore have to just be smiling to say, I mean, are you kidding me with this? What were they thinking? I think sometimes when someone's trying to be creative, they push the pendulum so far over to the other side, they just are not clearly worried about how it's going to be perceived, but just ridiculous. This is radio. If you saw it, you know exactly what I mean. Google it or use whatever search engine you use to take a look at it. It's unreal. We're hitting the mailbag next here on ATN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, owners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Yeah, let's dig in the mailbag, and we got a ton of mail. Thank you so much. Before we do that, though, I want to remind everybody, we've got Nail the Score coming up at the tail end of the hour. So in our last segment, if you're listening to me live, you can participate in Nail the Score. Significant here is that you could have bragging rights and win some fabulous prizes from ATN, and you don't have to know anything about football. All right, so I got this one from Troy, who says, Kate, I have family that lives all over California in the north and in the south, and it's very sad to see what's happening now in Southern California. You just think of, my God, what happened to our pals in the north. And it's pretty nasty, these fires that keep whipping up. And as you know, because you live there and you've talked about it, so much of this is because of the wind. Absolutely. I totally feel you. I know exactly what you mean. They call it extreme rapid rate. That means when it's just ripping up everything. And where are we talking about? We're talking about, you know, even in the Bel Air area. Ventura County Fire Department is just saying it's crazy. I mean, the firefighters are taking a beating, but the people are taking a beating too, that they're trying to do what they can. And the problem is, with all of these fires, they can only do so much, because with the wind gusts in some areas, there's calling it Cat 1 hurricane winds in the mountainous areas, they can't dump the water. And they've had to evacuate firefighting crews, too. It's awful what's happening. 5,500 firefighters have been assigned to like this one fire they call the Thomas Fire that's ripping through the hillsides and through neighborhoods. I mean, I read this and it just sent chills up my spine as somebody who used to live there. And because I just was in California, they're saying it could be one of the most destructive fires in state history. So you just think of what just happened in the north, and they're saying it's spread to over 31,000 acres in 9 hours. That's an acre a second. They're saying at that rate, to give you an idea of how massive it is, it would have consumed Central Park in 15 minutes. The plume from the fire, 1,000 miles into the Pacific Ocean. Unreal. I mean, so dangerous, and it's about evacuating people as fast as they can. Like I said, this Thomas Fire. And it's one of those good news, bad news things, and you really can see the fires all over the place. Governor Jerry Brown, of course, a state of emergency. What are you going to say? Right? Oof. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Ventura, a place I spent a lot of time in, just right there near Santa Barbara. Nightmare. Mandatory evacuation, 4:30 a.m. They are just getting people out of there. Grab what you can, out, you're done. Billowing smoke clouds. Billowing. And that's the Thomas Fire is really bad. Really, really, really bad. And the containment is so minute because it's just impossible to contain, again, because of the winds. You know, and there's these stories about couples hiding in the pool for however many hours while everything burns around them because it's just, I mean, that's their way to survive. We've heard those stories before. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, boy, is there any going to be anybody left standing after all of this harassment stuff? I really do feel for the women who were harassed. I think it's awful. I just really believe it shows how complicit people are and that nobody's stuck up for some of the people, or this would have been going on for a long time and would have been nipped in the bud a lot faster. Well, you just said it right there. For all of these sad situations, if something had been said, how much sooner could this have been a different situation? And the answer is a lot sooner. But because something's allowed to go on and on and on and on and on, that's exactly what happens. And speaking of that, this one is from Philip, who says, Kate, I cannot believe this scumbag gymnastics doctor. Oh, my child used to be a gymnast. And when I think of this Larry Nassar, who was the USA gymnastics doctor, how could they not know some of what was going on? I love the fact that he got pretty much a life sentence, which is good because he deserves it for what he did to those U.S. female gymnasts. Yeah, he pleaded guilty over the summer to getting child pornography in 2004, possessing pornography from 2003 to 2016, destroying and concealing evidence in 2016. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And luckily, somebody, a former Michigan gymnast, filed the first criminal complaint against him after the sentencing that the case represented, Now finally there was some justice here, because the bottom line is it's a culture of abuse here. I mean, this guy was just plain out a predator, just a insidious, sickening predator who had a license to practice medicine, but to molest our Olympic contenders, which is outrageous. I mean, American tragedy? Yes. That's what it is. The images he had, oh man, were sick and twisted. And to think of what he did to children, and to think of what he did to these gymnasts. Allie Reisman's one of them who spoke out. She's a gold medal winner. And she said, I was sexually abused by my former USA gymnastics doctor. You know, and I love what she said. She said, why are we looking at why the girls didn't speak up? How about why aren't we looking at the culture? What didn't USA Gymnastics do? And what did they do to manipulate the girls so much they were afraid to speak up? Because they're girls, little girls. So, yes, he did get his just desserts, but sadly, if something had happened and somebody had known what was going on and really explored it, let's put it that way, how great would that be? Because then he wouldn't have gotten away with as much as he got away with. But the bottom line is, you know what? The bottom line is he's out. He's done. He was not right for that job. Should never, ever, ever, ever have been in that position. Just never should have been there. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Thomas. I'm saying that because I was looking at two that were combined. Thomas, who says, Kate, you were talking about the Tampa killer. And how about the fact that the man accused of killing the four people in a neighborhood in Tampa, it has been indicted on premeditated murder with a firearm, but also that the judge ordered the parents of the suspect to appear in court to show why they shouldn't be held in contempt for not answering the investigators' questions about the case. Yeah, remember the 24-year-old was arrested last week, accused of killing four people in the Seminole Heights area, and the indictment means the grand jury found probable cause that the defendant committed each of the murders. So now the question is about the parents. I mean, it's sad, too. The stories of the people, they were shot and killed when they walked alone at night. So there's this whole thing about a serial killer that was going on and really frightened, of course, the people in Tampa. Boy. The couple, when they were meeting with investigators, said they were not going to answer questions that would lead to the execution of their son. They say it's implicit. They want something from them that will will perfect the case so that their son is executed. It's one of the concepts that's very difficult for any parent is basically what the deal is. Wow, 51 days after the first killing, he was taken into custody last week. And it was a coworker at McDonald's that tipped off police about his handgun. And then they figured out that the handgun was used in all four killings. And then the cell phone location information, the data from that. Wow. Could get the death penalty. Obviously, that's what the parents are concerned about. All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. And don't forget, we've got Nail the Score in our last segment of this hour here on America Tonight.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Nail the Score. I thought we were doing that in our next segment. Is this an announcement, Andy, to let everybody know it's coming up in our next segment? I think it is. We tricked you. A little early, April Fools. So you heard the man. Nail the Score is coming up, but it's coming up in our next segment, our last segment, of course, of the hour. So we kind of zig and zag in a few different directions, and this is what Odds and Ends is all about. It does include a couple of quick sports notes for you. Roger Goodell had a new contract extension, and boy, oh boy, when you look at the money the commissioner of the NFL makes, and there were certainly some that thought he should not get an extension, but he was given an extension for pretty big bucks, and he has been in that position since 2008. I mean 2006. So do the math. I think last year what was $40 million that he made. Pretty sweet if you can get that spot. But he worked his way up the chain, and the controversy for Goodell, I think there are a couple of things: domestic violence, and also the players kneeling and the reaction to it, and how the NFL handled it and whatnot. That's been a big deal. But the owners, obviously, the vote of confidence and giving him the extension. By the way, Atlanta beat New Orleans in Thursday night football. The final score there, 20-17. 20-17. How about that? And then another quick note for you from the world of the NBA. And the NBA, just a quick trade, Jahlil Okafor, the 76ers dished Okafor and Nick Stauskas to the Nets for Trevor Booker. And you're saying, what? If you're an NBA fan, you know that this is pretty interesting. He got his wish when the Sixers finally traded him to the Nets in exchange, basically, for Trevor Booker, right? Because he had been on the bench for all but two games this season. Nobody wants to ride the pine. He wants a chance to show off what he can do or what he thinks he can do. So that's it. A new change of scenery for him. So again, that's your sports news and notes and odds and ends. And coming up, we have Nail the Score in our last segment. But before we get there, boy, politically speaking, so much is happening out of Washington. Pick your poison. It's like we're at a holiday party and we've got a lazy Susan. You remember those things? You spin them around and you pick which one you want to talk about. So in odds and ends in this one, how about Al Franken? He exits after this huge amount of these huge amounts of stories keep coming out. It's midterm elections. Think about this. Another seat in a midterm election that already had them defending two dozen incumbents. Now the Republicans can try to recapture a seat that he won in 2008 by a small margin after this month-long deal that's happened. Because I guess it's been that long now, the sexual harassment baggage for Franken says it's enough that he's not going to be effective, that he has to move forward, that he can't, you know, he can't be effective in that role, so that he is going to move on. Wow. Then how about this from the White House? As all these shoes are dropping on the Hill, the White House kind of softening its stance on lowering the corporate tax rate to 20%. So Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked during the daily briefing about whether President Trump would actually back a plan to lower the corporate tax rate to 22% rather than 20%. And she said, our focus has been getting on to the lowest corporate rate possible. 15 is better than 20. 20 is better than 22. 22 is better than what we have. And we're just going to keep pushing and negotiating. I mean, Trump wanted the rate to fall from 35 to 20%. But some of the Republicans are saying 20 might be too low. 22 might be a better figure. So they're working this out, in other words. The concern is, would the companies hire more American workers with the money they save in taxes, or just keep the cash and put it in the bank? Because you can't force them to do that. So the question's a bit in that department. Will it really make that change? Or does it just become more money for them? And the answer is, there's no way to know that. Period. Really? There's no way to know that. All right, let's go to the polls for a second. We haven't done this in a long time, but the Pew poll shows that the president's approval is at 32%. It's a pretty new low. 32% approve of the job the president is doing, down from 39% in the February Pew poll. 76% of Republicans, or people who lean toward Republican politics, approve of the president, down from 84%, so that's significant. 7% of Democrats, who are people who lean toward Democratic politics, approve of Trump's job performance, down 1 percentage point from February. And a combined 59% say that senior Trump officials either definitely did or probably did have improper contact with the Russians during their 2016 presidential campaign. So the Pew number is definitely lower, but it also skews towards Democrats, which is normal, or Republicans, and whatever the answers are, which would be the same for, let's face it, a Republican as well. Period. And by the way, The House last week narrowly had this happen. The House, or today, the House passed a stopgap, easy for me to say, spending bill to prevent a government shutdown this weekend and buy some more of that precious time because of these talks coming up on unfinished biz in the Capitol. So the measure passed mostly along party lines. If you're curious about that, that's 235 to 193. It keeps the government running through December 22nd. The vote comes as the president and top congressional leaders of both parties were huddling, actually, to discuss a lot of unfinished biz, including the budget, a key children's health program, and aid to Puerto Rico, Texas, and Florida, and immigration woes. What the immigration woes are for immigrants brought to the country illegally as children, what does their future hold? So those are some pretty big, meaty issues. And the 22nd will be here before you know it. Before you know it, that we'll be talking about it being the 22nd, right? Wow. And let's move to another thing where we talk about odds and ends. And odds and ends include, how about this? Include the House passing the Reciprocity Act, and what does that mean? Concealed carry, reciprocity. So it makes it easier for gun owners to legally carry concealed weapons across state lines. And the NRA said this was a good move. It's similar to a Senate bill that is uncertain. The similar bill with 38 Republican co-sponsors is before the Senate Judiciary Committee. So reciprocity doesn't change the restrictive laws on the books for concealed carry in seven states, which is New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Delaware, and Maryland. The remaining states take a less restrictive approach to the people who apply for concealed carry gun permit. A Gallup poll released in November found that a majority of Americans now favor passing new gun laws, a first since Gallup began asking the question in 2000. So pretty interesting. Following that story will be, I think, interesting because it raises a lot of eyebrows in a lot of different directions. I mean, you can't not have a reaction to it, and it depends on your way of thinking and your point of view, I think, period, on guns and also carry and conceal, of course, which is huge in some states, and I just said the ones where they didn't want the reciprocity, and it made sense that it wouldn't be there because that's the states that already are not anywhere near that. So it's a mixed bag, and we already know that when it comes to guns and gun ownership and everything that you could possibly pull in whatever direction out of it. It really does. One last one for the road, and that last one includes, talking about these wildfires. And there's a story about this man who saved a rabbit from the wildfire, and they're saying he probably made it worse. So a guy with just a sweatshirt on was caught on video rescuing a rabbit from the wildfires. And what they're saying is local animal experts warn that any wildlife spotted near a fire should be left alone, especially desert cottontails like the ones common to Southern California. It says it's due to the fact they're still giving birth to litters around the time of year, and they're typically keeping them safe underground in their burrows. So in reality, where the rabbit rescue is heartwarming, it could be an example of not what to do when you spot an animal near a fire. They say if you encounter a wild animal, leave it alone. Fire or no fire, just let the animals be. And you know, people, that's not what they're thinking. They're thinking, I'm rescuing this. And the video was kind of heartwarming. Let me save this. this rabbit, and he grabbed up the rabbit and moved away, you know, went through the fire with the rabbit. Wild. All right, stay with us. Coming up, it is Nail the Score.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time to try to nail the score. Remember, you don't have to know anything about football. You're just making a guess on what team you think will win and what you think the final score will be. It is so easy. Like, for example, I mentioned earlier in Odds and Ends about the Thursday night game. If you had picked the Falcons and you had the exact score, winner, winner, chicken dinner, you would have been the winner. If we were doing the Thursday night game, of course, that's the key. Let me throw out the numbers that you can jingle, jam them on, because you may win. 855-266-5283-855-266-KATE. All right, so the game of the week is this. And, you know, it's interesting. Well, I feel like I always say this, but can you believe it is week 14 in the NFL? And so it goes. What is the most interesting game on the board is the game that has been picked. I think one of the most interesting anyway. The Vikings and the Panthers. This one is being played in North Carolina. So it could be colder in Minnesota. In fact, we'll have to ask Andy what the temperature is. Like, it's got to be some crazy number. But it'll be like 44 when this game kicks on Sunday, 1 o'clock Eastern. Vikings 10-2, Panthers 8-4. Case Keenum against the Superman, the guy who billed himself a Superman, Cam Newton. Who wins that? Flip a coin, I think. I like it. You know, I like it. By the way, as a quick aside, I mentioned if you had picked the Falcons beating the Saints 2017, you would have nailed the score. What you wouldn't have known, though, is how about this? Security is sweeping the field, and I'm told some of them are still looking for this about an hour after the Falcons left. One of the guys searching said they were searching for a diamond earring that Julio Jones lost during the game. I will give you a reward, a small reward, if you can find my diamond earring. You gotta love that story. All right, again, the numbers to call, 855-266-2283, 855-266-KATE, or send me an email at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and just like that, you're in. Tell me who you think is going to win between the Vikings and the Panthers and what the final score is going to be. Let's go to the bunker and Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
Good evening. I'm thinking 28-20 Vikings.
Yeah, I like the way you're thinking. 28-20 Vikings. Cam Newton still had a wacky, weird year. So, and with the way Case Keenum is playing, I don't know. I like it.
He's hot.
Definitely. Yay, Pete. Thank you
carry
so
on.
Much.
Thank you.
I like that carry on. Thank you so much for the call. Keep calm and carry on. By the way, again, americatonight.net. Click on contact and just let it fly. Who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. The person who loves to play this game the most is our pal Sharon in Maine. So let's go to her. Hey, Sharon.
Hello.
Hello, Sharon. How are you?
I'm awesome.
I love that. I'm awesome. I'm awesome. We're rooting for you. Who do you like in this one, the Vikings or the Panthers?
Ooh, I was just looking at the list of games like, I wonder if it's going to be that one. And sure enough, I'm going to go with Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
27-24.
Ooh, 27-24. I like your guess because just like Pete, there is a chance it could be close. I mean, in his case, there's an 8-point difference. In yours, it's just a 3-point difference. But I think it could be a close game.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to watch that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Sharon, thank you. She loves Nail the Score. Good for Sharon. She really wants to win it, and she likes to play along, and that's the whole idea is let's lighten the load. We're talking about heavy constantly on this show, so we have to have a little fun here and there, and to me this is fun, and a lot of you like it too. I get it based on the emails I get, and then some of the phone calls we get too as well. I got a couple of quick emails that I could throw out here, and I haven't even given my guess yet, but Adam says, oh, Kate, it's got to be Minnesota. Why would you think anything else? I'm going to say it's 32-21. 32-21, wow. All right, thanks for that guess. And then this one is from Josh, who says, Cam Newton, if you look at Cam Newton, it seems like he's improved week after week. I think it's got to be the Panthers. Wow. And I think the final score is 27-24. So the opposite side of Sharon saying that you think it's got to be them. Wow. I mean, it's got to be, you know, Panthers. I would say you know, I would say looking at it, it's just an interesting game. It's an interesting game in the sense that Case Keenum, who's on fire, it's hard to go against him, I think. And it isn't being played in North Carolina. And you could look at Minnesota as a 2.5-point favorite in this. But even for me, I gotta go with the Vikings. And I'm going to say that the Vikings win this one, and the final score is 28 to 21. So I'll take that 1 point that Pete didn't want, and I'll take it. 28-21. Got a couple of minutes left if you want to hit us up on the phone lines. Who do you think is going to win the game between Minnesota and the Panthers? Is being played in the Carolinas in Charlotte, North Carolina, Bank of America Stadium. The number 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. And, boy, I'd love to have a winner. Oh, I would love to have a winner. I mean, it's perfect time, right? Christmas time, bragging rights, da-da-da-da-da. But it's, and it's just a game. It's just a game, friends, but it's a game where you have to be precise, not horseshoes. Russell in Kentucky, hello.
Hey, Kate, I listen to you every night out here, so I appreciate you. I think it's going to be Minnesota 24, Carolina 17.
Ooh, so I like it. That's a good guess. A little bit more space there, Russell. And thank you so much for listening. I love my friends in Kentucky. I've said this before. I've spent a lot of time in Kentucky. My family has. I have. Great people there. Thanks, Russell. So 24-17, Minnesota. Got another guess here from Billy. I'm going to americatonight.net and people that are clicking on contact and sending me a quick email. Got another one here from, this one is from Tim, who says he thinks that it's going to be the Panthers, and he thinks the final score is going to be 17 to 14. You know what? You never know. There is no, I mean, seriously, there's no rhyme or reason sometimes to these scores. They almost look like baseball scores. And then you have these high-flying affairs. I think with the defenses that this won't be, like, ridiculously explosive. It doesn't feel that way. But you know what? A few turnovers in one direction, and it can quickly escalate. So it's not an impossibility. Anything's possible. Let's be real about it. That's why it's so incredible if you nail the score, because it's a hard thing to do. But you know what? If you're listening and you've just started listening or whatever, we've had winners before. We have had two winners on America Tonight nailing the score. One of them was right around Christmas time, so you don't know when that could fall at any time. Yeah. It would have been interesting to see what the Sunday night game was like. I would say the Sunday night game would be interesting. It'll be interesting to watch, and I'll be watching. It's on NBC. The Ravens and the Steelers. The Steelers are looking for number 11. And you think of Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger. They're favored by less than a touchdown. That would have been an interesting game to look at, too. I would pick the Steelers in that one, but they're favored by 5. Not so sure. Ravens can be tricky. Thanks to everybody who played my little reindeer game. If you just sent me an email, don't worry, it will count. We will get you in and make sure you're officially on the tout board, and perhaps we'll have a winner this time. Good luck, everybody.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families.
choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.